This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam. I'm the National Psychology Examiner for Examiner.com. And in this podcast, I just talk about the things that I think are interesting. Today, I want to talk about speed reading, because I'm a student, and I got to do a lot of reading. If you're a student too, you know what I mean, and if you can read fast, well, that's always a good thing. So today's podcast is on how to speed read. Have you ever been reading a newspaper when something in your subconscious tells you there was a familiar word, like a friend's name or a local place, just somewhere in the article? And after you read through carefully, sure enough, your friend David was quoted in the article. It's like you just knew. So was this a moment of psychic expression? Well, probably not, although I'm sure a lot of people would like to think so. Our subconscious mind can pick up small, short-lived details our conscious mind doesn't even know it learned. Advertisers can deliberately design their content to imprint in our subconscious subliminally with flashes of pictures or logos so short we may not consciously notice them. This may be on television or a mere result of information overload. Getting off a subway, you may see 1,000 things a second, one of which may be a Coca-Cola umbrella. For some neuroatypical individuals, like people with Savant syndrome, they can pick up content in much the same way, yet retain much more of it in their conscious minds. These individuals can read a page of a book in just a glance. Can we, the neurotypical, do this? Well, it's unlikely we can learn our way to becoming complete savants, but most of us have the neurological potential to read considerably faster than we do on average speed reading. You may have seen the instructional tapes sold on television before. So, what is speed reading, and does it work? Is it a real thing? Well, while you may not be glancing through a book anytime soon, you'll be pleased to know speed reading is a legitimate skill anyone can learn. So, how do you do it? Well, if we want to know how one reads fast, we should first understand why we read so slowly. Most readers comprehend text at about 150 to 250 words per minute. Champion speed readers have decent comprehension at just about under 1,000 words per minute, while the world's fastest reader puts us all to shame with near-perfect comprehension at 25,000 words per minute. Cripes. Okay, most of us read as slowly as we do because the only reading lessons we've actually had were teaching us how to read at all. In my case, because I learned to read by speaking the words out loud, like many people, sounding them out carefully, I've also retained the habit throughout adulthood to what's called subvocalize, which is where you form spoken versions of the word on the page as you read. To understand why this slows us down significantly, think of how you read words you see every day. Coffee lovers like me may not subvocalize menus at a coffee shop because everyone is generally selling the same thing. Coffee, caramel, mocha, espresso, soy, vanilla, tea, these are all words that I'm expecting to see once I walk in. I don't pronounce the words in my head. It's difficult to will ourselves not to subvocalize. However, we can alter our reading habits to encourage our minds to expand most of the words we read directly into meaning. If you'd like to start practicing speed reading, scan over lines of text without effort of comprehension. Just move your eyes over the text to get your motor memory accustomed to scanning quickly. I'd also suggest using an object like your finger or a pencil to scan with your eyes. Doing this, you'll notice you actually pick up the words even though the exercise called for you not to worry about actually reading. This is normal. Most of us don't subvocalize small frequent words like the, and simultaneously assume the meaning of clusters of words. If I wrote out, a penny saved, is penny earned, you may not notice it says, is penny earned, because you expect it to say, is a penny earned. Take caution not to shoot yourself in the foot while you speed read. If you are reading text so quickly you have to go back over and reread it, obviously this defeats the purpose. In addition, if you don't pace yourself, you'll likely fail to adequately train your mind. This is probably the most ironic part about learning to speed read. Take your time. If you're looking to pick up this skill, evidently you're in a hurry to get things done. Just like anything else, speed reading takes practice and consistency. Lots of videos on YouTube about this. This has been Psycho Crap. I'm Adam Kahanowitz. Follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. AbVegan.